Elizabeth Cooklin says she doesn't call the police. Cooklin is a college professor and a Lakota author of several books, but she says she doesn't trust the police to serve the interests of Native people in the community.
You know, when a woman is being abused in her home and she calls the police, she doesn't call the police because she wants him shot. She calls the police because she needs help. So, I'm afraid to call the police. I have never called the police. What we need to do is we need to talk to the police about their methods and their protocol.
The Rapid City Police Chief, Carl Jagaris, says public trust in the police department is critically important. He says he is willing to sit down with members of the Native community to hear concerns. That's part of what those like Chase Ironeyes say needs to happen. Ironeyes is an attorney and founder of the group Last Real Indians. He says a new organization being formed in Rapid City is looking into creating Native-run neighborhood watch-like groups and a civil rights panel to hear any grievances against the police.
Native people are only seen as the protesters or angry voices with signs and rallies, when in fact we've reached a critical mass of professionals, educators, teachers, lawyers, business owners, writers, content creators, and we need to capitalize on that. We really need to take our place in the city here.
Ironeyes says the Native community needs to take issues into their own hands and come up with new initiatives and solutions. He adds that he's looking forward to a town hall-type meeting the mayor is planning to hold in Rapid City in an effort to build cross-cultural communication. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.